Greetings again, pilgrims out there across the world, anxiously waiting for episode 10 from the Book of Esther. This is Pastor Bob, and I'm broadcasting from Arthur, Illinois, the home of the Parsonage of Vine Street Christian Church. And we've put together quite a production for you today. We've brought in the monks chanting their healing music for us. I think you can hear them in the background. We've brought in the cinnamon cider candle with that nice gentle flame of the spirit and the scent of the gods. And we've brought in a large mug filled with kava tea and a dash of milk. So smooth. What a wonderful way to prepare for what's about to come our way. Episode 10, we're going through the Book of Esther in this dynamic duo daily series of Esther and Daniel. And we'll also have another daily devotion at the end. But first, let's recall where we left off yesterday. You may remember, it was a tough day for Haman. Haman had been thinking he finally is going to get the chance to do two things he's always wanted to do in life. And of course, they're both all about himself. You see, he is the one who wanted to hang Mordecai, that annoying Jew who always hangs out at the palace gate and refuses to bow to him or acknowledge him, refuses to exalt him in the way he deserves. And so he built a gallows 75 feet high and was going to hang Mordecai right before a great banquet. And then he was going to get to ride around town, you see, on the king's horses, in the king's robe, and let everybody see him and know how much the king respects him. Neither of those things happened. In fact, it was much worse. For one thing, he was the one who had to lead Mordecai around town on the king's horse and saying, "This is how the king will treat you when you're in good favor with the king." It was Mordecai who was exalted by the king. And that's not the worst thing that happened. The closing words from episode 9. "Then hang Haman on it," the king ordered. So they hanged Haman on the gallows he had set up for Mordecai. And the king's anger was pacified. So we come to episode 10. It's chapter 8 of the Book of Esther. Chapter 8, verses 1 through 17. And here we go. It's called "A Decree to Help the Jews." On that same day, King Xerxes gave the estate of Haman, the enemy of the Jews, to Queen Esther. Then Mordecai was brought before the king, for Esther had told the king how they were related. The king took off his signet ring, which he had taken back from Haman, and gave it to Mordecai. And Esther appointed Mordecai to be in charge of Haman's property. Now, once more, Esther came before the king, falling down at his feet and begging him with tears to stop Haman's evil plot against the Jews. Again, the king held out the gold scepter to Esther. So she rose and stood before him and said, "If your majesty is pleased with me, and if he thinks it is right, send out a decree reversing Haman's orders to destroy the Jews throughout all the provinces of the king. For how can I endure to see my people and my family slaughtered and destroyed?" Then King Xerxes said to Queen Esther, and Mordecai the Jew. I have given Esther the estate of Haman, and he has been hanged on the gallows because he tried to destroy the Jews. Now, go ahead and send a message to the Jews in the king's name, telling them whatever you want, and seal it with the king's signet ring. But remember that whatever is written in the king's name and sealed with his ring can never be revoked. So, on June 25th, that's right, June 25th, the king's secretaries were summoned. As Mordecai dictated, they wrote a decree to the Jews and to the princes, governors, and local officials of all the 127 provinces stretching from India to Ethiopia. The decree was written in the scripts and languages of all the peoples of the empire, including the Jews. Mordecai wrote in the name of King Xerxes and sealed the message with the king's signet ring. He sent the letters by swift messengers who rode horses especially bred for the king's service. The king's decree gave the Jews in every city authority to unite to defend their lives. They were allowed to kill, slaughter, and annihilate anyone of any nationality or province who might attack them or their children and wives, and to take the property of their enemies. The day chosen for this event throughout all the provinces of King Xerxes was March 7th of next year. That's right, March 7th of next year. A copy of this decree was to be recognized as law in every province and proclaimed to all the people. That way the Jews would be ready on that day to take revenge on their enemies. So, urged on by the king's command, the messengers rode out swiftly on horses bred for the king's service. The same decree was also issued at the fortress of Susa. Then Mordecai put on the royal robe of blue and white and the great crown of gold, and he wore an outer cloak of fine linen and purple. And the people of Susa celebrated the new decree. The Jews were filled with joy and gladness and were honored everywhere, in every city and province. Wherever the king's decree arrived, the Jews rejoiced and had a great celebration and declared a public festival and holiday. And many of the people of the land became Jews themselves, for they feared what the Jews might do to them. Just a simple twist of fate concludes episode 10 of our walk through the book of Esther. And now, let's hear again from our Lord, our teacher, our rabbi, the light of our life and the good shepherd of all. Today's devotion comes from Jesus Calling by Sarah Young. It's October 17th. Jesus has some words for us before we close. Here's what he says. Anxiety is a result of envisioning the future without me. So, the best defense against worry is staying in communication with me. When you turn your thoughts toward me, you can think much more positively. Remember to listen as well as to speak, making your thoughts a dialogue with me. If you must consider upcoming events, follow these rules. 1. Do not linger in the future, because anxieties sprout up like mushrooms when you wander there. That's do not linger in the future, because anxieties sprout up like mushrooms when you wander there. And 2, remember the promise of my continual presence. Include me in any imagery that comes to mind. That's remember the promise of my continual presence and include me in any imagery that comes to mind. This mental discipline does not come easily because you are accustomed to being God of your fantasies. You are accustomed to being God of your fantasies. However, the reality of my presence with you now and forevermore outshines any fantasy you could ever imagine. Amen. Thank you for being with us today. I hope you enjoyed today's devotional. We've got a whole Saturday evening ahead of us, and we'll be back at worship tomorrow at 10 a.m. Central on Facebook Live and in the Vine Street Sanctuary. We look forward to having you participate, however you may choose, wherever you may be, whatever device you want to watch us on. Take an hour tomorrow morning. Stop your life and come in to the realm of the reality of God. But until then, have a blessed and holy Saturday. In Jesus' name, amen.